Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I do have some topics today that I thought were kind of interesting. I actually put it out on Facebook that are headlines for Friday. I think that's what we're going to start doing is headlines for Friday. Taxes, Trump, terror, cakes, tariffs, and Sanger. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. And I'm going to start out with the taxes as I wait for you to holler in. But did you know... Do you have any idea how high the property taxes are in your state? Well, this is a map, and it's coming from the Daily Signal, and I had it actually a couple of days ago. And it's telling us how high the property taxes are in each one of the states. Now, I've had to bring their little map down so small onto my piece of paper to print it off, because I want hard copies in my hand, that I can't really read the numbers real well, but I can figure them out. But it says... What is the property tax rate in your state? And it's got the new map here, and it's from Tax Foundation. Has the answer. The Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan research think tank. There's all kinds of think tanks around, aren't there? Based in Washington, D.C., of course, notes that the state tax property in a variety of ways and that the rates listed are the effective rate paid by the taxpayer. Well, it says here... That the average, this is the average amount of residential property tax actually paid, and it's expressed as a percentage of home value. New Jersey has the highest rate of at 2.38%. Now, that's Chris Christie's state, New Jersey, and he's been taking a little bit of guff about the economy there in New Jersey because they're ranked like 46th. Well, they've got the highest property taxes. Illinois comes in second with 2.32%, followed by New Hampshire at 2.15% and Connecticut at 1.98%. Hawaii, maybe we should all move there, has the lowest rate at 0.28%. Alabama has the second lowest at 0.43%. Then Louisiana at 0.51%. And Delaware at 0.55%. Now, I could see that I don't know what the percent is, but the rank in number is 26, I believe, for the state of Missouri. Anyway, I can make that map bigger again. I had to make it little to print it out. He goes on to say that people generally hate property taxes because they have to pay them directly, unlike income tax that is withheld from your paychecks. Bingo. It has long been said, I've heard it said many, many times, that if you had to actually go like they did back in the biblical days and pay the taxpayer, be a lot of taxpayers with black eyes probably, but you'd be more objective. You'd be more opposed. You'd be more active to oppose it. Property taxes are directly correlated to how much a town or county spends. If someone doesn't think they're getting good value for what they pay in property tax, they need to convince their local government to spend less. It's all about the local, isn't it? They're the ones. They're the ones. And you need to pay attention to what's going on. If you want this, I can go back and get it and have a better picture of this map for you if you want to send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Now, thinking about taxes, this is one I hadn't thought about, and I'm going to have to dig it out here because I didn't have it on the top of the pile because it's a different kind of tax. Did you know that you're taxed to work? Did you ever think about that? Well, this is actually coming out of Maine. Is who they're looking at right here. And it says Maine, a sign language interpreter, has to pay nearly $1,000 in fees each year to legally work. Now stop and think about the certificates and the licenses that you have to get to practice whatever occupation it is you have. It's a tax. They can call it whatever they want, but it's a tax. So I guess you're basically taxed to work. But isn't $1,000 a little steep? Fees to renew a certification as an American Sign Language interpreter in the state of Maine. Fees to renew her national certification with the Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf. Fees to take required continuing education courses, required. She's seen and paid them all, up to $1,000. It's all part of Maine's occupational licensing agenda, or the process by which the state regulates workers, seeking to protect consumers' health and safety interests, as well as provide benefits to workers. In total, this woman, her name is Nolan, pays nearly $1,000 per year just to be able to work part-time. Of the 39 moderate-income professionals in Maine listed in a 2012 report, an occupational licensing by the Institute for Justice, oh yeah, that's justice, interpreting is the second most expensive job. The first is cathodic protection testers, individuals who ensure corrosion is not affecting various metallic structures, who pay roughly $1,500 per year in fees. Other jobs that require payments of significant fee in Maine include athletic trainers. They pay $521 per year. Tank testers, $400 per year. And auctioneers pay $396 per year. Have you had enough yet, America? Especially Maine, America. Have you had enough? I don't know what that stands here in the state of Missouri or Illinois or Kansas or Nebraska or Texas or anywhere else in the 49 states outside of Maine. It calls occupational licensing agenda taxation, my friends. More taxes, 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 taxes. What do you think about that? What kind of occupation are you in? I know as a nurse, they have to renew their license with the states. I'm not sure how much that costs. I remember that because my mother was a registered nurse and she had to do that. I know beauticians have to do that. I would assume lawyers and doctors have to do that. What are the other occupations? The union people that are welders and perhaps the union or non-union that are construction workers. What kind of a fee for occupation do you have to pay? Pay to work. My goodness, they get you coming and going, don't they? $1,000 for a part-time job. Craziness. Craziness. Well, I won't dwell long on this, and we're getting ready to go into the first break. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. This is coming from WorldNet Daily, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I had it a couple of days ago, too, and wasn't able to share it with you. But the FBI is warning of next big terror attack, and they've got ridiculous put beside it, because guess what? Just 3 weeks after ISIS attacked a Muhammad cartoonist event in Garland, Texas, the FBI began circulating an intelligence bulletin that alerts state, federal, and local law enforcement about the likelihood of attacks against Muslims by militia extremists. How long ago has that been now? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. What are the headlines you want to talk about today? And we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all for a ride. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I gave some headlines out front there that I have in front of me, but I said, you know, we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. We have Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you doing today?
Well, I was warned, don't discourage people from going to school board meetings. You're doing a good job and trying to encourage them. But I think one of the biggest local, maybe the only local thing about property taxes is that locally you lose your house or your property if you don't pay them. Because when I go to school board meetings, and I'm sure other people run into the same thing, we have super high-paid superintendents and salary workers and teachers that implement, especially the higher-end principals, they basically implement the edicts of the federal and state government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm looking real close at Rand Paul. He wants to repeal not only Obamacare, but Common Core. I see Jindal is stopped it in his state. You know, I mean, they have that thing going on at Iowa right now, and I just encourage people, if you can listen to what they're saying out there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Beth, I sent you some information from Rand Paul's fans. I mean, to me, I don't feel a lot of local control with property taxes other than, yeah, once a year, but, you know, all your money is absorbed. It's real hard to save for property tax because your money's absorbed all year for everything, just living and paying the rest of the taxes.
It's just amazing what we're putting up with. I mean, you go back to thinking about that that quote from George Washington, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens laid upon them by their government. And that's exactly what we've done, whether it's local government, state government, or federal government. We are just absolutely top heavy. And it's just getting to be impossible for the American people to make ends meet and to live that life, pursue that life of happiness. It's just getting to be impossible. I appreciate what you do, and we've got to stay on top of things locally. There's no doubt about it.
Can I say one more thing? Because I got a little heads up.
Real quick, please.
I was told that actually in our school district they're using something called TED.com. And if you look that up, I understand that's basically remediation for the assessments that these students are doing so poorly on in Pennsylvania. We will just basically set up a remediation room. I guess it's kind of like go out and do community service kind of thing, but it's not community service, playing games. And no child will fail. That sounds too much like what happened in North and South Carolina. But unfortunately, most people, I think, want their children to get through that step. And they basically, if you question, they look at you.
Well, and that's why an awful lot of people are going to homeschooling. And it's just getting to be so bad. And the regulations and the education is just getting to be very poor. I'm going to let you go because I've got people holding.
Okay,
Regina,
thanks
so much. I appreciate you. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was going to just make a comment. You hear these people campaigning for the job of being president?
Yes.
And way back when I was a youngster, there was a saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
You're right.
Does it sound like those campaigners are united?
I don't think so. They're going at each other.
Well...
And you know, too, just to bring that back down to us, you and me and the citizens, they are, as in the administration and those making the regulations and mandating things, they're separating the people. They're dividing us. They're labeling us one thing or the other. And we can't stand together if we listen to those kind of things. And so I agree with you, absolutely.
Well, that was my comment. We got to become united when they all follow the guidelines that they have, the Constitution.
Yes.
Then they will be closer to being united.
Absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate those thoughts, for sure.
That was all I want to say.
All right. Thank you, Alfred. I appreciate that very much. Well, you know, when we talk about being united and divided, we know that we have got to stand strong as and together as a people. We're not going to agree on everything. There is no way we're ever going to agree on everything. But we can agree on a few things, and we need to concentrate on that. And we do need to keep watch locally, and it's something that I think all of us fail at. Maybe some of you are a lot better at it than I am. I'm telling you what, I'm so busy I can't hardly see myself going. It's a blur. But... going back to this FBI warning, a terror attack, and I don't want to concentrate on this very long, but it says the bulletin marked sensitive and was not for distribution without FBI authorization. It cites evidence gathered since 2013 that American militia groups are planning attacks on mosques, Islamic centers, and possibly even individual Muslims. Now, we haven't seen any of this yet. And they've been watching this since 2013, and they came out with this report after the attack against us in Garland, Texas. But it says, named in the bulletin, they happened to get a copy of this bulletin. It was leaked out by the public intelligence. I'm certain that was on purpose. But it says, named in the bulletin as new sites that provide information that supposedly fuels the militia groups are WorldNet Daily, Fox News, The Blaze, Western Journalism Center, Patriot Newswire, and Pamela Geller's blog, AtlasShrugs.com, too. It says their websites have reported conspiracy theories. Now, it goes on in here to say that they've actually found that, yes, there were some of this going on, some of these oh, I don't know what you call them, academies, training groups for the terrorists, not the militia, but for the terrorists, which would make the militia kind of perk up their ears, right? And anyway, but they still claim, even though they have found some, even the FBI has found some, they still claim that it's unwarranted, that there are no terrorist training groups. That's unfounded. But at the same time, they said they did find some. I don't understand that. That it's a little double talk. But it's always watching out for the citizens. It's always you and me that are the enemies of the state, it would seem. Now, let's talk about love and forgiveness. The company, the Bakers, again, let me get my number out. It's 877-895-5410. The Bakers that have been sued up there in Oregon for $135,000 and have been forced to close their shop had it in their minds to at least show Christian love, and they were baking 10 cakes and sending them to 10 different LGBTQ organizations. It's just a round double layer cake, very beautifully done as far as, and simple as far as it is done, with a heart on top that says, "We really do love you." It says, "Just because we don't agree with their lifestyle and it goes against our faith doesn't mean we don't love the individual." And so they're sending those, and she said they may just throw them in the trash, and that's their prerogative, but she says at least we're reaching out and doing this. And they didn't intend for anyone to know about it, but the information got leaked to Heritage Foundation, and the Daily Signal put out this, and it says, "We're doing this to show that we don't harbor hard feelings." Now, that would be hard. I mean, they've lost their business. "We don't harbor hard feelings toward the narratives that's been put about us. We don't want to see these people hurting." Anyway, they've baked these cakes and they're passing them along, and it lists here where they're sending them, and it's to 10 different offices of the LGBTQ in Oregon and in other places as well. So they're trying to show love and compassion, and they're trying to reach out in their own way. And, you know, we're supposed to be a peculiar people, and that would be pretty peculiar. Most people would not understand reaching out and sending hearts to somebody that's trying to ruin your business. It's getting about time for another break here, but I wanted to reach out to you and talk a little bit about Trump. I said Trump and tariffs and taxes, and I have an article here from Newsmax. The other article was from the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation. But this is coming from Newsmax, and Kathy Burke wrote this. And I found this very interesting. Not that we don't realize. I mean, you can see the handwriting's on the wall. It's as plain as the nose on your face, all those good sayings. That the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is working to take out Trump. They don't want Trump, and they're trying to take him out. And some of the dirt that keeps getting it put out there is actually coming from them. But they say that's not true. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, unless you switch it up. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. What's your headline? What do you want to talk about today at 877-895-5410? We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Beth Ann, but I'm a little perturbed because your theme or the news seems to be picking on militia groups. And
No, you're misinterpreting. No, you're misinterpreting that. I'm not picking on them. I'm not picking on them. The FBI and them are.
Well, the news shouldn't be picking on us because I am proud to say I am part of one of the three state-sanctioned militia groups here in Missouri.
Well, I'm proud of you. No, I'm not picking on them. Let me get that straight, Laura. You're misunderstanding. I'm giving an article that the WorldNet Daily is saying that it's ridiculous that the FBI is looking at our militia as a terrorist group instead of looking at the real terrorists.
Yeah, and that's totally wrong because we are out here to protect. And if anybody that is even constitutional will look at our Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 says that we're not supposed to have any state armies here in the U.S., but the militia is one of the constitutional rights. And our militia is made up of people here in the states.
Absolutely.
And anybody from the age from basically of 14 to, you know, 60 or 70 are, you know, supposed to be their civic duty to protect the state when there is any kind of tyranny or incursion from outside sources.
Well, you're absolutely right. But you misunderstood. I was not picking on them, and neither is WorldNet Daily. They're picking on those that are calling them terrorists.
Oh, well, we aren't.
No, you're not.
The other thing I wanted to say is you guys were talking about the property rights, but people don't seem to realize if you own your property completely and you can, having an allodial title, which is also known as a land patent, and my husband and I, we have filed our property in allodium at the county recorder's office. And
now we need to do a show just on the allodial titles. That's what we need to do.
We definitely need to, because it's something that when the country was, when we separated from Britain, King George granted all the land to the people, and a grant is free. We didn't have to pay for it. We were given the land, and people were supposed to be able to take their, you know, apply for their land grant or their land patent, and then live on their land. And when they died, they give it to their children, or they can assign it to somebody else. But there is no cost. And there's no taxes involved.
Of course, we know they're trying to take that.
Because we are all sovereigns. We are sovereign citizens.
Supposed to be.
We sign that away with these other adhesion contracts that we're told that we have to do. And we don't have to. But, I mean, that would be a whole other subject.
That would take probably a whole week of shows.
That's one way to keep from having the government take your property away from you, is if you own it completely and you get your property titled in allodium to you, they can't do anything to you.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. I've got some other callers holding. I appreciate the call, Laura, but you are not an enemy. I do not believe you're a terrorist. I love the militia. So you misunderstood that article completely. All right.
Well,
I appreciate
it. We stand for our state. That's what we do.
And every state needs it, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We have Dave from New York. Dave, how are you today?
I'm Beth Ann. I'd like to know how to spell allodial, but that's an important thing, and I wish there was some sort of brochure or something out there about how to do it.
You know, it's hard to find somebody that's really versed on that and knows what they're talking about. That's why we haven't done a full show on it. But we're going to try and find somebody. I have reached out, but I haven't found anybody that really knows what they're talking about yet.
Yeah, why I really call them, I believe it was back in 1998, and I used to have the paperwork on it, but God knows where it is, and I'm sure he does. But Barbara Boxer was giving some sort of speech, and she said, you know, at the certain day and time when we, the citizens, would be paying 80 to 90% taxes. And, you know, it's happening. You know, she goes, well, everybody won't pay 85%. Some will pay 90, but some will pay 80. You know what I mean? Like, that was a good deal. Well, you know, back in Egypt, you only turned in like 10% of your crops. You know what I mean? You were a slave then. And now it's flip-flop. Now you're going to be paying 90%.
85, 90%. I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? How much are we going to put up with before we put our foot down? You know, even when the kids are acting up, when they were all young, and I had five of them, so I was a bit outnumbered, and it would get a little rambunctious until I finally turned around and put my foot down. You know, they'll take you as far as they can take you to the edge of that emotional cliff until you put your foot down, and that's exactly what we the people are going to have to do.
But they always tell us ahead of time what they're going to do. If Albert Pike's letter to Albert Pike's letter to Mussolini about one world war, you know, in the League of Nations and two world wars and the United Nations, and if that's in the works, there'd be a third world. They always tell you ahead of time what they're going to do, so they're doing it. I just say, I think we have to focus on Jesus Christ, and these people are going to inherit the earth, or so they believe, and what good is it going to do them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have better things to look forward to.
Well, we do. That's for sure and for certain. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so much there from New York. Well, I remember vaguely, I was a little bit busy raising that big family of mine, but I remember vaguely when Ronald Reagan ran for president. He wasn't really who they wanted, not the first time around. Now, I'm not telling you I'm for Trump. I'm just telling you what's in the news and how interesting and entertaining, which I, you know, we really don't need to be entertained. We need to be freed from the slavery of large government. And I'm not sure Trump's the one to do that. But they don't like him. The Republican National Committee does not like him. And I'll tell you what, I met a young man who was working for the Republican National Committee when I was in Colorado. And I have his card. And I was talking to him about some things. And I'll tell you what, they're brainwashing him pretty young, this particular young man. Not all of them were like that. Not all of them were all about being a Republican that I met in Colorado. But this young man was, and I admired him. He was trying very hard, but he had been swallowed up in that party. It was all about the party, all about the party survival. I want to hear about the people. That's what I want to hear. And I think it is no coincidence. I think it is a statement of the American people that all four of the top Republican out of 17 are non-establishment. I'm surprised that Rand Paul isn't up there higher, because he's definitely non-establishment. But the four that are up there, three of them aren't even politicians. One of them is Cruz, that he's hated by the politicians because he's butted head with them so many times with the Republican National Committee picks like McConnell. But this person is claiming, and this happens to be from Newsmax, this person is claiming that they actually have a little war committee going on of how they can get rid of Trump. Of course, every time they try to expose something that they think is going to just tear him down or let him do it himself, I mean, he makes plenty of crazy statements, he goes higher in the polls. And I think Ronald Reagan was like that. Now, Ronald Reagan was not crass. He's not rude as Trump tends to be with his language. But people loved him because he took no guff, nothing off the media. He put it right back in their laps. And I think that's what we're seeing going on. But we're headed into a break. And there was one thing I wanted to mention about this article before we move on. But this is your day. 877-895-5410. It's free for all for a right day. We'll talk about almost any headline you want to talk about. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
A girl
girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show. If you want to call, you better call in the next 3 or 4 minutes because we're going to be running out of time at 877-895-5410. Well, anyway, it says here that they're trying to get rid of him. They didn't think he was serious about running. Then they didn't think he'd get filed on time. And, of course, their pick is Jeb Bush. And they said they really aren't, that they want a candidate in the form of Jeb Bush, who's running behind Trump and much more behind Hillary Clinton or Chris Christie or John Kasich. Yes, that's what they would prefer. Now, in that, they don't even mention Carly Fiorina. They don't mention Ben Carson. They don't mention Ted Cruz. They don't mention any of the others, just those few, which are really at the bottom. Even Rand Paul is higher than some of those, I think, in the polls. Of course, we know they're not going to mention him. They didn't give his dad any fair credit either. Well, they're not a political establishment. That's the problem. And they don't know what to do with Trump because they can't control him. They don't have control of his purse strings because he's very, very rich, as he will tell you. And he just keeps spouting off, and he keeps getting higher in the polls. I think it's because he says things that most people in the coffee shops are saying. We need to do something. The economy's a mess. The immigration's a mess, and that's all connected. Terrorism, We're looked down on around the world now. We have no respect. The deal we're making with Iran, and I had some information on that, and we're going to have to get John Doherty back one of these days, but I had some information on that. There was even some other things that were secret in there. They're going to be doing their own inspections. Well, they claim that they're not doing this at all, that there is no conspiracy. It's located Area 51. They make a joke about it. Does that sound familiar? It's Area 51 is where it's located. And they make a joke. And I thought, I wrote to the side here, yeah, Hillary's joking about the email servers too. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch this unfold. We have Connie from Illinois. Connie, how are you today?
Well, Beth Ann, thank you. I'm off topic, but it's something that I heard on the news just once this past week, and it has to do with the fires out in the Northwest.
Yes, I did see some of that.
Yes, and one of the things that was most interesting is that they have now passed some legislation that actually allows people that are involved with organizing fire teams to be coming in from other countries. And I believe one of the countries was Australia, and I think the other was a South American country, but I'm not certain on that. And as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. We have enough people here in this country that are capable of doing that. Why are we importing these people from other countries? And it's like, then the other thought was, who's starting the fires? Now, I understand that some of them are lightning and then fires jump and all this stuff, but you know something? I think that this is in the works, and, you know, they want our land, and it seems to me that this would be a really fine way to kind of help them to get that. Let's burn it off.
We need to have C.J. Hadley back on from Range Magazine. But these fires, whether they're starting them or not, that's another topic. But what it is poor management by the Forest Service. They're not managing the forest, and they're just waiting to go up in flames. And when they do, these fires are such an inferno, it sterilizes the ground, and it's worthless, absolutely worthless from then on.
Which makes me think, though, you know, okay, the Forest Service has not been doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, and now they're allowing other people from someplace else to come in.
Well, to fight the fires, not to manage.
And take over to manage.
Well, not to manage, to fight the fires. I don't believe they're managing.
No. They were actually set so that these people would be in charge of certain specific groups of people that would be fighting the fires.
Well,
they themselves would not be fighting the fires. That's the way I understand it.
They're going to be supervisors, huh? Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yes. Well, we need
if someone else heard that or has more information.
Yeah, if you've got that information, send that to me or put it on Facebook where I'll see it or something. All right, I appreciate the call, Connie. I'm in a rush here because now I've got callers. Okay, we have Steve from Illinois. Quickly, Steve.
Hey, good morning. You know, I thought I'd jump in real quick. You know, with your comments about the militia, any group that opposes the U.S. government now or the FBI is basically a domestic terrorist.
I'm sure that's where I'm at.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, given how Trump is viewed by the GOP, at what point do they label him a terrorist?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I appreciate it, Steve. Anything else?
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
We
have Mike from Texas. Mike, quickly.
Yeah, you know, the way they're going to get Trump is in the voting, when the voting starts. The reason that's going to happen is because we don't have Ronald Reagan's voting system anymore. We have one party masquerading as two in Washington, D.C. I like to call the globalist party. And so now, without opposition in the voting arena with one watching the other one over the shoulder and so on, they're both the same party, the same globalist agenda, then they can easily commit widespread voting fraud and take out any wild cards like Trump. As soon as
they can do that a lot easier if the voting is close. If the polls keep out, keep going on, and we see how much he's expanding in the polls, it's going to be a lot harder for them to do the fraud. And I think that's why they're out to try and kill him before then.
Well, if he gets in, they will kill him probably, like they did Ted Kennedy and a 20-year cycle.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I know what, you know, the 20-year cycle on assassination stopped.
Okay, we are out of time, Mike. I'm going to have to let you go. I apologize. We are out of time. I wanted to mention one other thing just before the clock takes us home. I am working on the Red Ribbon campaign. I have talked to printers and suppliers. I cannot make red ribbons for everyone. I thought maybe I could make a couple hundred of them, but it's just not going to work out for me that way. But I'm going to work on getting that done. I need funding if you want to donate. Some of you have already done that. I need some help with that. But I'm going to tell you what. I've already had one person locally ask me what that red ribbon is on my car. And I proudly told them that we're trying to memorialize and remember these babies whose lifeblood has been taken. So, keep me in prayer as I put that together and seek some help with that. And I appreciate all that you do. You know, folks, that slamming screen door at the end of this, at the end of the show every day, at the end of the guitar picking, that's us coming home. And that's what we're going to have to do. We cannot be separated. As Alfred said earlier, united we stand, divided we fall. We've got to come together on those common denominators and stand strong here in the United States of America and bring America home.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.